First of all, how was yesterday?
How was your day? Oh, Thanksgiving was great. You know, spend time with the family, eat too much, sleep enough, you know, uncomfortable. If you're uncomfortable after dinner, it's a good day. It's a good dinner.
You don't watch football games, do you?
No, I caught the second half of that Baltimore game, but I fell asleep too, so. Well, I think they missed a two-point conversion or something, I think. I can't remember how it went down.
Their offensive line has stability for the first time in years. How do they look compared to past lines that you've seen?
They're playing well together. I think they're doing a good job of being balanced. And everything we saw, the breakdown, they've just been balanced running pass. And like I said, they got some continuity, and they're doing a good job.
The play that you had, the strip sack that you had, and Brian, one of the best defensive plays you guys have had this year. And what,
I'll appreciate it.
What was it about that play and just kind of came together?
We had a stunt called up front, and I think they were trying to throw a screen into it. I was able to pick the back off, forcing Cutler to pull the ball down, and just, you know, you're always trying to knock the ball out when you're sacking the quarterback. The ball went right to B-Rod, picked it up, and scrambled. Hey, Greg.
It's hard to believe you're sitting at, I know sacks are such a fickle thing, but you're sitting at 5 sacks, is that?
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating. I've been getting there. Got dang near throw like 30 hits on the quarterback this year, I think, but missed 2 last week in my arms. Just got to get them on the ground. So it'd be one thing if I wasn't getting there. You know, at least I'm getting there, and, we got to be better in the run game. First part of the year, we weren't forcing third and long. We had a lot of third and longs, you know, last week. You need to get third and longs this week, and they come in bunches. 5 games left. Just go out and get them. Sometimes you get them where you get every opportunity. Sometimes you don't.
You and Brian have a competition. I mean, you guys are locked now. You're tied.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna be at 10. Don't worry about that. It's going to happen. So.
Could you imagine having a year without it? I mean, it's been so long since you had one without
it. It's been a while. Yeah, but it happens. You know? But, you know, I didn't remember. I had 7.5, and then you just got to use it as motivation. I came back and led the league in sacks next year. So it's all, there's circumstances involved in everything, but at the end of the day, I've had opportunities. I mean, this year I've missed, you know, 4 in my hands that I got to, you know, whether it's knocking a ball out or getting the guy on the ground. You got to make it happen.
You've been healthy this year, right?
I equate, I tell you all the time, I don't feel we're in the early part of the team. We earn the right to rest pass. I mean, when you're second and third and short, a lot. You know, you have a lot of opportunities. When you get them, you got to capitalize. There's been ones I've missed. There's been times where we haven't had them. It's like one of those years. You know, a 2-on-8. You gotta choose your battles. So it starts with stopping the run, and then we get after the quarterback. Oh, absolutely, but they're not though. So you can't live on the what ifs. If you do, you're not gonna get anything accomplished the next week. So we are where we are at the season. I am where I am at my sack numbers. Doesn't mean I'm playing bad football. You know, matter of fact, playing good football. So we just got to be more consistent, like I said. And if we can be more consistent in the run game, it opens up opportunities in the pass game. If we're more consistent in the run game, we have better opportunities to win the game. You know, you're not in shootouts. You're not coming down to the last play of the game. So, you know, it comes back down to consistency across the board, because if it's in a game, it's probably 2 or 3 plays that change the outcome of the game.
Joe, what are you thinking about next year?
Not thinking about it. Just enjoying what I got going right now, and hanging out with my guys in here. Just trying to, and, you know, we got 5 more weeks of football to worry about, and then I'll worry about that when the time comes.
Do you feel like more like a Viking now than like a Chief? Or me, I mean, I'm saying, like, when you look back
at
as a Viking, not as a Chief.
Yeah, I mean, you remember both. I mean, I had a great 4 years in Kansas City. I mean, you know, it helped me become a man where I'm at. I mean, it's all a journey, right? I've been here 6 years, been here the longest. I mean, I've had a phenomenal part of my career here, you know. So, like I said, I consider myself a Viking, so.
Would it be tough to move on, or is it part of the business?
It's part of it. It was always tough. It's tough for any situation. You know? It was tough to leave Kansas City to come here. If I don't end up here, it'll be tough to leave here. I mean, Minnesota's been great to me, great to my family. I've had a blast here. There's guys in this locker room that, you know, are like family to me. But it is part of the business, and this business does change. And I think, you know, people don't realize that. It's not always up to the player. You know, sometimes it is, but, you know, I'm in a situation where both sides have let the contract play out, and we'll have to figure out, the Vikings will have to figure out directions they want to go when the time's right, and I'll have to figure out what direction's best for myself and my family and my career. And you cross those bridges when you get to them. Right now is not the time to cross it.
A couple more games in the Metrodome. I know it's not the greatest place in the world, but for a pass rusher, what's it like? How much does it help you in the Metrodome?
No, this year it hasn't helped me at all. Dang, I think I got a half a sack in the Metrodome this year. It's great. You know, crowds always loud. You know, you know, it's just, you got a good surface. You know, everything is just consistent. You know, so our fans are great, like I said, and so when they get going, that dome gets rocking, it's loud as all can be, and you force false starts and stuff like that. So especially passing there, it's always a good thing. But you know, like I said, it doesn't really matter what surface though. It comes out, this week we have to be potent in the run game. We got to stymie the run and force, you know, be able to force ourselves to get after the pass and force them to win eventually.
Jared, what are some of your favorite memories of playing in the
dome? Oh man, you know what? I'll never forget that first playoff game when I got here in 08. I mean, Philly. Even though we lost that game was crazy loud. So the two playoff games here were, you know, Philly and Dallas were great. The Monday Night Football I had against Green Bay will be a moment I always remember in my career. The whole 2009 season was phenomenal. Greg, that catch in the 49ers game that Greg Lewis made was, you know, he had just got here. And so we were thinking, like, you know, we were smashing the Niners. They came back, and all of a sudden, you know, ended the game like that. That was pretty memorable. There's been so many great memories. You know, when I got my 22nd sack, we were 3-2. Well, we were 2-10 at that time, or 3-10 at that time, and you know, the crowd was just, I mean, amazing. That was just energetic, and so there's a lot of great memories. I mean, just, I mean, I can probably keep listing them on and on and on. And so I had my first sack on Peyton Manning, my first and only sack on Peyton Manning in this building. So yeah, the Metrodome's a cool place, man. I got a lot of great memories there, man. 6 years flew by fast, I'll tell you what. You know, it feels like yesterday I got drafted, and you blink your eyes, and people are starting to talk about the end of your career. So, or you see yourself on a list with guys that played 10, 11, 12, 14, 15 plus years, and you know, so it's one of those things where it's definitely, I mean, there's so many great memories here as a Viking, and even in the midst of the bad seasons, you always create great memories.
Safe to say you'll miss it then? Miss the dome itself?
Oh, the dome, I just hope to get a place that has hot water. I mean, can we get some hot water down there? We have one shower with hot water down there. It's like a line waiting to get a shower.
Is it easier to pass rush indoors, or do you prefer?
I personally love playing on grass. You know, I just that's football to me. Now, I don't like playing in the cold, so I love the dome. But it is, yeah, it's a consistent surface, you know. You don't have to worry about conditions, so it is a little easier, I mean, I guess, in that circumstance. But, you know, people always talk about, you know, well, this is a fast surface. You know, everybody's playing on the same surface. So, you know, if conditions are bad for everyone, it's bad for everybody, so you just got to deal with it.
Is there a favorite sack in the dome? I know you mentioned Peyton.
Easiest one I got was when Orlovsky ran out the back of the end zone for me. That was nice. Take those any day of the week. I don't know if I have a favorite one. They're all nice. They're all great. Anytime the ball comes out too, that's always a plus.
It's one of your three safeties too. You have to split it with him.
Yeah, well, I have four.
Okay,
I have four safeties. Yeah, I've been waiting to get. Well, because I know. I've been waiting to get. Every time we get backed up, I'm like, all right, I got a chance because I can break the NFL record for that. So.
Should you get an asterisk if one guy runs out of the back of the end zone?
Heck no, a sack is a sack. Straight hand. Hey, listen, straight hand got 23, so. And I'm not even mad at him for it.
You guys good?
Good, thanks, Archie. Thanks. Appreciate it.